Hello, my name is Armando, and welcome to The Plant Nook. What's up, plant fam? I hope that any of you that celebrate had a marvelous Christmas. You know, it is literally the day after Christmas, though I am recording this on Christmas Day. Spoiler alert. And I was thinking about doing a topic like, oh, planty gifts, but thinking that, well, this is after Christmas Day, so maybe not. So I just wanted to do like a little planty chat with you, not necessarily just strictly plant related, but just like a holiday Christmas chat, something really incredibly laid back, sort of just a chill episode where, you know, we kind of just talk and chat a little bit. No, I did not have two gin and tonics before this, but you know, it is Christmas, gotta celebrate a little bit. This is my first Christmas outside of New York. So it is very, very strange. Yeah, I'm really missing home around now. Just because Christmas is big, you know, for any family, really. But, you know, we really make a big deal out of it for my family. And it was always nice seeing all of my family and even my chosen family back in Syracuse. So it was very strange. And to top it all off, my roommate, the Rona hit him. So we did have plans to go over to our friend's house for dinner, a friend that we made here when we first got here. And unfortunately, we had to squash that because they had a potential contact with someone with COVID. And then my roommate actually did contract it. So we both took tests. He was positive. I was still negative. So currently, as it stands, I am still allowed to go to work since I am vaccinated fully, plus booster. So fully vaxxed, just got to wear a mask, keep 6 feet. If I start feeling symptoms, I get out or I stay home, whatever comes first. But I'm going to try and get an actual PCR done. Hopefully on Monday. We'll see. But who knows? I still feel fine, thankfully. Yeah. It's a very weird Christmas. Then again, you know, with Omicron being a thing, and luckily, like, one of the best things that this particular strain is not too deadly from what I've been reading. You just get sick from it, but there hasn't been too many recorded deaths from this particular strain, so cross our fingers that it stays that way. I can't do another variant, which sucks. But then if I had to quarantine and such, a lot of the planty projects that I have been putting off need to be done. That also means I have to go grab a new pot for another plant. My peace lily, my domino peace lily, not doing so hot. I've been finding that I need to water it almost every other day. And at first I thought maybe because it's so dry out here in Colorado. Nope, I took it out of the pot and it doesn't have a lot of soil left because it is overgrowing the pot. So I'm going to try after work tomorrow, or maybe I can do it at work, to go get another pot size up, either an 8 or a 10-inch pot, and just pot them up with some good soil and hopefully it would come back, because right now I watered it maybe 3 or 4 hours ago, and usually by now it's nice and perky. So it might not work. I'm going to try trimming it back, at least a couple of the not-so-good leaves, after I get another pot and pot them up. Actually, now that I'm looking down, because bad news, my Philodendron Gloriosum did not make it from the mealybugs it had, for some odd reason, just not growing. The roots that then got eaten up by grubs, not doing so hot. So luckily, I do have this pot that it was in. I decided to go with just a wide pot because it was a very large stolen, and I just wanted to give it space to run if it needed to. And I was very sparing in its water because I didn't want it to sit, but that didn't help. So I'll go ahead and repot that. Luckily, the pot that the soil that's in there right now is the new soil that I tried to repropagate, but it didn't work out. So, oh well, such is life. That's one of the things about plants. It's a very cyclical nature of it. You might have a plant that's doing really, really well one day, and then all of a sudden just plummets downhill. But you know what? A lot of people assume that, if you just give the plant an environment that it's gonna grow well in, and you fertilize it, feed it, you give it the perfect conditions. Plants are not immortal. Their way of being immortal is either by propagating, so you'd have to constantly propagate, or really by creating seeds. So a plant will eventually die. It is just part of it. So when people start freaking out, oh no, my leaves are turning yellow, yada yada, and I've done everything that I needed to keep it happy. Sometimes it's just time, it's all part of it. Eventually I'm hoping that the peace lily comes back, because I do really like this particular species of peace lily. I don't like the normal spathiphyllum, as awful as that sounds. I have one. Actually, right now it's not doing so hot because a certain cat got into my office and started eating it, so it's actually not doing the best. But the leaves aren't anything fancy to me. I'm not really a fan of it. It could be because it's still such a young specimen. Because I will say, like, when you get like the very large, like paddle-shaped leaves on a spathiphyllum, those do intrigue me. But to me, it just looks like a plant. You know what I mean? Like a very just typical green plant that, like, yada yada yada, everyone knows about, but like it's nothing too special. But the Domino Peace Lily has beautifully textured leaves and a really, really light variegation on it, at least mine does. So I really, really enjoyed that with that. So I'm hoping that I can bring that back. I really did love that plant. So here's to hoping. It's only been about a week, I think, but the Begonia amphioxus that I got from Skylar, the curious seedling, is doing very well. It bounced back pretty fast. It was a little flat, just because of the packaging that Skylar put it through, which honestly was beautiful. It was beautifully packaged when it was shipped here, and it's bouncing back. The leaves have perked up. I think that they're. Oh, cool. Wait, hang on. I'm gonna grab it real quick and take a look. Ooh, it's got new leaves popping up. Quite a few new leaves popping up, actually. So that's really exciting. I'm gonna have to water it soon. Oh, that's awesome. Oh, I wasn't expecting it to bounce back that fast. I don't know why, but it's doing really, really well. It's growing a whole new branch with a bunch of new leaves on it, so that's really exciting. My Brassavola nodosa, which I believe, I'm gonna grab it real quick. Let's see. Ooh, these are flower spikes. I am so excited. Oh, this looks like, it looks like it's developing extra floral nectaries. I'm not sure if these particular plants do have them, but yeah, there are two flower spikes developing, and I am so super excited. Granted, oh, there's another one coming out. Oh my God! Sorry. So I think I'm really bad with orchids. The only orchid that I've ever really successfully grown was my Lutetia discolor, which I have to throw out because it got ripped apart when my one cat jumped on our ledge where it was sitting, and it fell and all the plants broke. So, and you know what? My collection is sort of at the lowest it's been since I've started collecting plants. I remember within my first first month of collecting, I had about 50 to 60 plants within the first month. And I think I'm lower than that now, which to me is insane because for a while I was writing at mid hundreds. So it's weird. I don't want to say unfortunate, but I'm also like, part of me is, I think I talked about this, I want to say my mental health episode way back when, which probably would have been around episode, oh my goodness, off the top of my head. I'm just kidding, it's not off the top of my head. It's definitely, I'm looking back. Episode 28. Oh God, episode 28. That was like 30 episodes ago. Where I was talking about like kind of starting over, starting from square one. That's basically what I did when I moved to Colorado, you know? So it's nice sort of having that bit of breathing room and just taking care of the plants that I have now. Not really bringing anything new in, but really trying to take care of what is currently here, what is already thriving for me. And I think it's sort of a good reset. And around now, honestly, for most people, this time of year is a good time to just reset, to restart, start something new or change a habit or whatever, you know, New Year's resolution. New Year's is coming up. So it's a good way to, it was a good way for me to just, hey, let's take a pause and just sort of rethink things. And, you know, I think part of it, one, is I can't afford to buy a ton of plants right now. You know, I have to wait until school starts for like all my school stuff, loans and stipends to start. So, you know, trying to be as mindful as possible with money and such. So it's nice being able to sort of reset a little bit without having to actually just get rid of everything. It is nice still having tons of green, still makes me so incredibly happy, but with this huge shift in my life, it's nice to just sort of, not really coast through it, but sort of slow down, assess what I have, what doesn't make it, not a big deal, plants are replaceable. You know, obviously there's a couple of plants that are so near and dear to my heart that I would be devastated, but the nice thing is I could still, in the future, purchase another one of those plants, and it would still make me incredibly happy because despite the actual plant that was adorned with those memories, despite that actual plant not being there anymore, the same plant is there, same species, so it's still reminiscent of those memories, you know. I mean, granted, those memories might start with, like, the original plant died, but, you know, so, like, with my, Silver Bay, my aglaonium is Silver Bay. It's not the full-on plant that I originally got. From when I got it from my mom, there were four different stems on it. It was a massive plant. It was four different plants. It was huge. But I knew for a fact that I couldn't take it with me. So I separated one out of the big pot, put it into a small pot that my grandmother gave me, and gave the rest of the plant to a incredibly capable plant parent whose name is Rachel, and I knew that would be well taken care of, but I still have at least part of that original plant. I'm trying to think of so my golden pothos. So the very first plant I ever really got was a pothos from my one of my roommates, Karina, and she already knows this and everything. It's not the original plant, but it's still a golden pothos, and I still have those memories attached to it. You know what I mean? So despite it not being the original, it's still an incredibly amazing plant. Still attached memories to it that still make me reminisce and bring all those plants memories back, you know? But, you know, Christmas, definitely a time of sort of reflection, reminiscence, family, and love. And I really can't ask for better people in my life. Those have supported me. My family, as soon as I told my mom I'm getting into grad school, she was a little devastated. She kind of hated the fact that I was moving all the way out here, but it gave her another place to visit. She likes to travel, and she was full steam ahead supporting me. My sister, she also is incredibly devastated that I'm not going to be in New York when she goes back to New York after her doctoral program. And the fact that I might not stay or move back to New York depending on job market afterwards, you know, she's also devastated, but she's incredibly supportive as well. All of my friends, my chosen family, it sucks not seeing them, but they're all so incredibly supportive as well. And for all of you that tune in and listen and just hear me rant and ramble about plants, like, let's be real, that's all I do is just rant and ramble about plants. For all of you that, you know, chat with me, that listen, that ask questions or participate in the Planty Cocktail Hours, which I didn't mention it here last time, but I am going to try and do another Planty Cocktail Hour in January, so keep an eye out for that. I will post it on Instagram as soon as I plan out a date. However, classes start January 18th for me, so I got to make sure I kind of work around that because I also have work. So we will see, but I'll definitely try and get another cocktail hour soon. But for all of you guys, thank you. It's been, I'm trying to think, how long has it actually been? We're approaching 2 years. 2 years in May. Oh my God. So about a year and a half in, you know, a little under that. But yeah, I really wouldn't be doing this without any of you and any of the plant friends that I've met through my plant Instagram, and then eventually making this podcast. You know, I really cannot thank any of you enough. I mean, it's always such a pleasure getting to chat with everyone, make new friends through the plant community, share cuttings, share stories, share tips, tricks, all that fun stuff. So again, from the bottom of my heart, thank you so, so, so much. I really wouldn't be here without all of you. And that's that for this week. So if you'd like to connect, go ahead and follow me on Instagram, The Plant Nook Podcast. Send me an email, theplantnook@gmail.com. You can also head to anchor.fm/theplantnook to find out other ways to help support the show. Also visit the merch shop. Grab yourself a new tea or something like that. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, all those fun things. And again, have a very, very Merry Christmas. Well, technically, I hope you had a very Merry Christmas and a happy, happy New Year. I am going to try and get one more episode out by New Year's. Thankfully, school hasn't started yet, so it's not too insane. So I'll try and get one more out, and we'll start off 2022. Hopefully, it's a lot better than the past couple years, right? Technically, only up and up from here, but who knows? We'll see. Well, that's it for this week. I hope to share more with you next time. Bye. The music you heard in this podcast is called Hard Fought Victory from Purple Planet Music. And now, a word from our sponsor.